Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
Week 12 of the National Football League season starts tonight with the Bills at Texans, a game you can hear on West 1 coverage right here on 105.7 The Fan. And let's go out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, where we're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. And Baldy, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. Lamar Jackson has not practiced on Wednesday each of the last 2 weeks. He frankly hasn't been to Lamar Jackson levels playing of late. Is there any part of you that's concerned about Lamar Jackson?
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't look healthy. He's just he's not moving the way we're used to seeing him move. I mean, he made a nice throw to Zay Flowers, I believe, when he felt, Myles Garrett chasing him again from the backside. So he still has a little bit of a burst, but, it looks like he's favoring that left leg, whether that's the ankle-knee combination. Looks like he's really favoring it at this point. And so, he's not practicing because I don't think he's healthy, and they're trying to probably give him as much rest as they possibly can, try to get him as healthy as they can for these games on Sunday.
Baldy, we've been talking a lot about the offensive line and their struggles, maybe Lamar Jackson's lack of trust in the offensive line, and it seems to be a weekly question to John Harbaugh. But that being said, who's the weakest link on this offensive line for you?
I don't think there's one weak link. They got the big run when they needed the big run because they just lined up, Ricard and the tight ends, and they just double whammed inside to create like a lane for him to go, which was a big run. And, they got the big run from Mark Andrews on just the evolution of their tush-push play. But, they just haven't had a lot of movement up front. But I would say there's one weak link. I mean, Linderbaum has been to the Pro Bowl. He's a good player. He's very undersized in that, when you're going up against bigger guys, he's going to struggle a little bit, but he plays with leverage. He's a wrestler. He gets the job done, but I don't know if there's one guy that you say, okay, we got to replace this guy right now. I don't know if that's the case. It's just the way they're playing as a group, and everybody's struggling against Myles Garrett right now around this league.
Baldy, I want to focus in on the Chiefs a little bit here. Coming off a bye, I thought they'd find a way to be a point better than Denver, and they weren't. I was doing some digging. I found this interesting. From the time Mahomes came in the league in 2018 until last year, he was the number one passer in the NFL against the blitz by a country mile. 113.8 rating, 66% completions, 8.4 per attempt, 69 TDs, Bone, to 11 interceptions. This year, Baldy, he's being blitzed 33% more than in years past. He's got a rating of just 86.4. That's 27th in the league, just 6 yards per attempt, just 56% completions. Should he prepare for more of that down the stretch? And also, they're not even with Rice there, they don't get the big ones to burn you like they used to. Is this a new way of life for him? Is that offensive line and the lack of explosives and then being vulnerable, maybe especially on the road, is this something he needs to be wary of?
I think you just hit the bingo number, what you just said. I thought they lost the game last week, Jason, because they could not convert their explosives, and Denver did. They got one to Tyquan Thornton for 61 yards. That led to a touchdown. But that's the only one they got, and they probably missed 3 or 4 other shots. And Denver, if you remember, they hit the big one, to Pat Bryant down the field, to set up the game-winning field goal. They hit 3 out of 7 or 4 out of 7 of theirs. And Sean Payton just from the fifth play of the game, he was determined to take their shots, and it turned out to be the winning formula in that game. What happens, and the reason why that's important, Jason, is the left tackle struggled last week in his first game back as a starter. He had a lot of penalties. He struggled. And so, I mean, you know, but that's Nick Bonino out there and some really elite pass rushers on the road. So, you know, they'll be home this week. I don't know, you know, honestly, like Indianapolis, if you have to, they've got pass rushers. There's no DeForest Buckner. They should have better protection this week. I thought Sauce Gardner did not look very good in his first game, you know, against Atlanta. We'll see, if, you know, another week in the system and how he's moving. But I didn't think he looked great to me. Like, I think Kansas City is going to attack this secondary. Mm-hmm. And I think if Mahomes hits his shots, it's going to give him a precipitous advantage to win this game.
I'll give you another stat, Baldy. This one blew my mind, too.
All right. Good.
So from 2018 until 2022, while they had Tyreek Hill, Mahomes threw 42 touchdown passes of 20 yards or more in just 79 games. Only Aaron Rodgers had more with 43. Since Tyreek Hill left town, Aiden O'Connell, Will Levis, and Justin Fields all have more passing touchdowns of 20 yards or more than Mahomes. He only has seven since Hill left. That's 28th in the NFL in that span.
Yeah, that's alarming. Now, especially since they've added all this speed to the lineup. I mean, Thornton can run, Xavier Worthy can run, Hollywood can run. They've got the speed. Now, none of those guys are Tyreek Hill in his prime in Kansas City. So, I mean, he was a different beast, you know, to the very end. So they have not adequately replaced him, although they've won Super Bowls without him, and they've been to Super Bowls without him. But they've had to play a different style. And I think in this league, Jason, not just Kansas City, but if you've got to dink and dunk your way down the field like Pittsburgh's trying to do, like you're just going to have some rough days. If you're not getting explosive plays, you know, of 20 yards or more on drives, you're generally your chances of scoring are just going way down at this point. And that's, you know, and scoring's been a problem for Kansas City.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias, detalles en Lowe's.com.
Yes. Over the last couple of years.
Talking to Brian Baldinger, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. It seems to be trending that Joe Burrow is going to play this weekend. Just your thoughts on him returning so soon? And like, I get the offense wasn't good against Pittsburgh Sunday, but it didn't seem like offense was the problem the previous couple of weeks with Joe Flacco, a quarterback.
No, I mean, he threw for 450 yards in one of those starts. You know, I mean, he's played well. But, I mean, Joe knows everything about these guys. And, you know, I mean, Joe played really well, just showing up and putting the uniform on and throwing to guys he's never thrown to before. I mean, he was pretty good. But, I mean, Joe knows everything about – I mean, he's just very, very smart. And so New England's got an elite corner in Christian Gonzalez. I'm sure he's gonna line up on whether it's T or Jamar. And, you know, and but I feel like Joe and his accuracy and his ability just to go through progressions – like nobody else in this whole business, you know, provide, you know, he's reasonably healthy and reasonably in good shape, which I feel like they're not going to put him out there unless he is. Like, this is going to be a good test for New England because they've been number one in the league against the run. And so, you know, they want to try to balance things up. But if Joe's got to drop back and throw it 45 times, this would be an awfully fun game to go watch because we know Cincinnati's defense isn't good. And we feel like Drake May is probably going to put up 24, 28 points. You know, can Cincy match that right now?
Baldy, I'm not sure how many people thought the Bears would be leading the NFC North heading into Week 12, but with that being said, could they actually win that division? Who do you think wins the North?
I think Chicago can win it. They haven't beaten a team with a winning record yet. Now, they entertained Pittsburgh this weekend. It's a big game. We'll see who plays quarterback for Pittsburgh. But they can win it. Detroit has, they're not going to see Philadelphia's defense again like they saw on Sunday night, which completely flummoxed everybody, whether it was Dan Campbell calling plays or Jared Goff. I mean, they just dominated that game. You go for it on fourth downs five times, you go 0-for-5. I mean, you might want to look in the rearview mirror about some of those decisions against Philadelphia. Other teams, maybe you might attempt that many. But regardless, Chicago is playing, they lead the league in takeaways. That's always a great stat mm-hmm. if you're trying to win games. And so, Kevin Byard leads the league in interceptions. He's an excellent zone safety. He's just very crafty, very smart, gets his hands on a lot of footballs, and he did last week. Made a difference in a game. So, they keep taking the ball away at the rate they are, which is 2.2 a game. And you give extra bats to a fairly conservative offense, but an offense that doesn't turn the ball over, where Caleb is improving, where they really are committed to a run game, you can win a lot of games with that formula. And so we'll see. This is a big game with Pittsburgh this weekend, but if they beat Pittsburgh, I would say that they can beat anybody in that division.
Baldy, I've convinced myself that the Texans are quite live to win this game tonight. Am I crazy?
No, that defense is so good, Jason. Like, honestly, watching Will Anderson is just a joy.
Yeah.
That guy plays every snap. Not like the proverbial hairs on fire, but, like, it looks like this might be his last game. He's going to play it and leave it all in the field. He plays every snap like that. But whether it's Stingley or Lassiter or Azeez Al-Shaair, like, they play the game. Like, I don't know what, I'm not sure what they get said in the locker room by D'Amico, but they come ready to play. And look, Tennessee battled like crazy. They did everything they had to win that game last week. The offense didn't very good for Houston. But, I think they could give Josh Allen and that offense a lot of trouble tonight.
Baldy, thank you as always for your time.
Thanks,
we
buddy.
Appreciate it. We'll chat next week.
Yep. My pleasure, guys. Enjoy it. I'll talk to you.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. We'll talk Orioles and what Jacob Calvin-Meyer thought of the Grayson Rodriguez trade at 3:30. But coming up next, we preview that Thursday night football game. It's the league at large next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.